Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting way to dramatically reduce your LLM API costs by up to a whopping 90%. It's all about context caching, and frankly, I'm surprised more developers aren't using it.
90%? That's huge. I'm all ears. What exactly is context caching?
Imagine storing frequently used parts of your prompts, like large documents or complex instructions. That's context caching in a nutshell. It lets you avoid sending the same information repeatedly to the API, which saves you a ton of money and speeds up your application. It's like a turbo boost for your LLM interactions. It's almost like having a mini specialized knowledge base right there in your API calls.
Okay, that sounds incredibly useful. Which APIs offer this feature? And are they all created equal?
Great question. OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google all offer some form of context caching. But Google's implementation really shines because it gives you so much granular control, which we'll dive into. They initially required a substantial 32,000 tokens to cache, but they've recently lowered the bar to a far more manageable 4,000. This makes it much more practical for a wider range of projects.
More control is always good. But what kind of scenarios benefit the most from context caching?
Imagine working with a massive PDF or a lengthy video transcript. With context caching, you process it once, store it in the cache, and then users can interact with it multiple times without reprocessing. This is a game changer for both cost and speed. And think about retrieval augmented generation, RAG. Traditionally, you'd need vector stores and complex indexing. But for smaller document sets, context caching can be a simpler, cheaper alternative.
Hold on. Are you saying context caching can replace RAG in some cases? That's a bold claim.
It absolutely can be, especially when you have smaller document sets and shorter user interaction times. You bypass all the overhead of vector stores and embeddings, streamlining your whole workflow. Plus, you can even use it for in-context learning, where you cache information about a new library, allowing the model to leverage that knowledge in future calls.
Got it. So cost is obviously a major driver here. Can you give us some hard numbers?
Absolutely. For Gemini 2.5 Pro, you're looking at roughly a 75% cost reduction compared to non-cache tokens, and this applies to both multimodal and text-based tokens. Gemini 2.0 Flash offers similar savings. Now, there is a storage cost for cache tokens, currently $4.5 per million tokens per hour for the Pro version, so you need to factor that into your calculations. But the savings are usually significantly greater than the storage costs.
4.5 per million tokens per hour. That does seem reasonable considering the potential savings.
Exactly. The video then walks through a practical example of using context caching for in-context learning, teaching Gemini to create MCP servers using the Fast MCP Python packages documentation. It's a fantastic illustration of how powerful this technique can be.
So they basically cache the entire documentation, and then Gemini can use it to generate code. Fascinating.
Precisely. And the presenter highlights some key functions, like listing existing caches, updating cache duration, and even deleting them after a user session. Super helpful for managing your cache data. The example also shows how to use the Git ingest package, which can convert an entire GitHub repository into LLM-ready markdown. Another great tip.
Wow, I have to check out that Git ingest package. That sounds incredibly useful for any project involving code generation.
Definitely. The video also includes a breakdown of the token usage, showing the significant cost difference between cached and non-cached tokens. It really drives home the value proposition of context caching. This concept is a must-know for anyone using LLMs via APIs. It can significantly cut costs and even boost performance. A true game changer.
Absolutely agree. Thanks for breaking down this essential topic. It's clear that context caching can be a real asset for developers looking to optimize their LLM workflows.
You got it. And that's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. See you next time.
Goodbye.